SDUSD's enrollment surge draws optimism and scrutiny as Padres ride 6-game win streak. San Diego Unified School District is carrying a notable turnaround story into the new school year. The district added 1,950 new student enrollments in July and 1,083 in June, surpassing its full-year target of 1,309 new enrollments in just 2 months. For a district that has shed more than 17,500 students since 2014, the reversal is significant, though questions remain about whether summer recruitment numbers translate into sustained year-over-year gains. The critical test will come with the October CBEDS count, the official state enrollment snapshot. A large gap between summer figures and the October head count could indicate that some of the apparent surge reflects earlier counting through the district's new enrollment hubs rather than a genuine influx of new families. The district is also rolling out district-wide technology restrictions now that school is underway. Chromebooks block YouTube and streaming platforms by default unless a teacher specifically enables them for instruction, and non-instructional gaming is blocked. Computer carts have been removed from transitional kindergarten classrooms. High school students retain phone access before the first bell, at lunch, and during passing periods under the existing phone-free policy, but class time is now more rigorously screen-managed than in previous years. On the field, the Padres delivered their most convincing stretch of second-half baseball with a 7-5 win over Cleveland on Friday, August 14th, completing a 6-game winning streak. San Diego overcame a 3-run deficit on the strength of 3 RBIs each from Luis Camposano and Xander Bogaerts. Fernando Tatis Jr. homered for the 5th time in 9 games. The Padres stand at 66-57, second in the NL West, with Cleveland falling to 59-64. Tonight's rematch at Petco Park begins at 4:10 p.m. Pacific. Randy Vasquez takes the mound for San Diego. He is 8-6 with a 4.16 ERA against Cleveland's Joey Cantillo, who is 8-7 with a 3.91 ERA. Outfielder Ramon Laureano was placed on the 60-day injured list, adjusting the roster heading into the weekend series.